All right, Steve, we have to take a moment before we get into the strawberry letter to say that today's show is dedicated to Georgia Democratic political leader Stacey Abrams. Yeah. All right.
You better know it.
She has worked so diligently and so hard. In the state of Georgia. We want to say congratulations to you, Stacey Abrams. Congratulations, Queen. You are a queen. You did it. Thank you so very much.
Stacey Abrams started a large part of this mail-in campaign.
Yeah.
The ground roots
getting folks to vote.
Stacey Abrams is the bad, she's the bad chick.
Yes, she is.
I don't want to offend nobody. Okay, let me go back. She's the bad queen.
That's
queen
right.
of the day.
Yes, she
Stacey
is.
Stacey Abrams, you better go, girl. Mm-hmm. You finna get your due in this one right here.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Thank you, Stacey. All right. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, my husband has vanished. Dear Stephen Shirley, and this is not from Melania. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm Melania Trump. I'm a 40-year-old married woman that got married in September, and I'm already having problems. I met a great man in July, and we had an instant connection, and we fell in love quickly. We caught the coronavirus around the same time, so we bonded over that. We were inseparable. If he was using the bathroom, I'd sit in there and talk to him, and vice versa. We were just that close. We dated for only 90 days before he popped the question. We had a wedding at the courthouse because of the pandemic, and then we honeymooned in Miami and Las Vegas. We moved into a bigger apartment in my building, and we decided to split all of our bills. A week after we moved in together, he was very different. He started telling me he needed his space and he'd leave the house without telling me where he was going. I tried to talk to him and he ignored me. Then he announced that he had to go to Chicago because he had a death in his family. I asked to go with him and he said it was a quick trip and he'd be right back. It's November, and I haven't seen him since late September. I would call him, and he wouldn't answer, and then he'd text me excuses, like he had another funeral to attend, he had car trouble, he went to jail for running a stop sign, he lost his phone, and the excuses continued so he could stay in Chicago. Then he stopped talking to me altogether, and he vanished. I just want to know why he has gone missing. I pray that he's okay. Before he left, he gave me his relative's address in Chicago. So should I go and check on him or should I divorce him and put all of his stuff out of my house? Okay, I think this is a case of you already know the answers before you wrote in to us. But since you wrote in, I guess, you know, we'll answer it. I'll answer it this way. Because this is a very strange, it's very odd behavior for someone, I'll say, who isn't on drugs or who isn't hiding a terrible, terrible secret or something. I think this man is gone, okay? I think he's not coming back. I know you got swept up in the fairy tale, you know, love at first sight, 90 days, you guys bonded very quickly, but really, you knew nothing about this man. You knew nothing about him. You guys sitting in the bathroom while you go and all that, that's not love so deep. I don't know what that is, but I don't want any parts of it. And you know, Steve Harvey doesn't want any parts of it. Okay. I think to save yourself some heartache and pain, you really have to let this go. That's all I can tell you. I mean, it's not like he's missing in life or something happened to him. You've spoken to this man. All you've gotten were lies upon lies upon lies. He vanished from your life, as you say, but he's still very much alive and very much around. He's just not with you. The hard truth is, I know you don't want to hear this, but just sitting around pining over someone That's just not the right answer. He's been lying to you all along, which means you should treat this marriage as a lie too and get on with your life. I mean, what's the point in calling, you know, in this address in Chicago? He's not going to be there. And if he is, he's just going to lie, or he's instructed those people to lie. Get on with your life. Put the stuff out of your house and move on. You don't even know this man. Steve?
All right. I don't know how to do this. About how much time I got? Give me an estimate. About a minute. Let me see how I'm going to do this here. It's so many things wrong here. But just with the minute I got left, let me just give you the main part of it. He probably gone because y'all was sitting there and in that bathroom. That's probably did it right there.
I can't have that.
I think when it was his turn to sit in there while you was using the bathroom, I think that's what did it. He was handling it while he was sitting in there and you was in there talking to him. But when you was using the bathroom, he at one point said, "Good Lord, Jesus, where is my father gone?" I think that's the beginning of the end of this damn letter. So I knew the letter was over as soon as I read that line right there. Now, when I come back, I'm going to tell you what else I think is going on.
All right, Steve. Can't wait to hear it. We'll have part two.
Golly, Jesus.
Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after. Subject,
what did you eat?
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter, the subject, and we found out it was not written by Melania Trump. My husband has vanished. Let's get back into this bathroom, Steve.
All right, now I gotta recap this for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we go. This 40-year-old married woman got married this past September. Mm-hmm. Already having problems. Met a great man in July.
Uh-huh.
July, probably around the 4th.
Mm. Okay.
No,
okay.
Problem. I'm assuming somewhere around there. You know, they had a function or something. Uh-huh. We caught the coronavirus around the same time, so we bonded over that. I'm gonna come back to that. We were inseparable.
Uh-huh.
He was using the bathroom. I'd sit there and talk to him, and vice versa. We were just that close. Let's stop right here.
Did you just stop the car?
What did you just say? She said, met a man. I'm a 40-year-old woman, got married in September, and I'm already having problems. Next thing to point out to me, if he was using the bathroom, I'd sit there and talk to him and vice versa. I go to the beginning of your damn problem.
Yes.
Talking about we was just that close. I got news for you. That's too damn close.
Yes, okay.
You
it
ain't
is.
Got the I love my wife and the ground she walk on. Mm-hmm. She ain't never. Matter of fact, I don't let her come by the door when I'm in there. Because I don't want her to feel no other kind of way about me.
Thank you.
She can't crack the door. She can't slide a note under the door.
None of that. None
Matter
of that.
Fact, get your ass back 5 feet from this damn door. Because I can't tell you what's happening in here.
You need to be
I got
alone.
Water running. I got matches lit. I got them little sticks dipped down in the oil. I got incense burning and a cigar. I'm
all
trying
that?
To kill.
Get you some poo-poo.
Everything that's happening in here. You sitting up in there talking to each other. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm going to get back to that. We dated for 90 days before he popped the question. Mm-hmm. Had a wedding at the courthouse because of the pandemic, and then we honeymooned in Miami and Las Vegas. Wait a minute, hold up. You know what all these problems is y'all having right now?
What?
Let me go back to it. We caught the coronavirus around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so y'all making all these decisions while you sick.
Getting married, all of
that. Sick ass people. Uh-huh. Two people with corona don't need to be making these type of decisions. That's why y'all was sitting up in that bathroom talking to each other, because you had lost your taste and smell. And Your ass was sitting in that bathroom with that damn corona because you had lost your taste and your damn smell. But once that corona got off of your ass and you realized what you were smelling, oh, we got to get the hell out of here. So here we go.
Okay.
Now, you
that's
just set up
point.
Here. Oh, that's what happened.
Uh-huh,
a week after we moved in together, he was very different. He wasn't sick no more. Yes, he different. He started telling me he needed space. We got, space, you know why? See, now, when y'all sitting in the bathroom and he ain't got corona, and now he need his space. It's been real strong in that bathroom. He got to get the hell out the house, the whole damn house. He leave the house without telling me where he was going. Probably just sitting out in the car getting some fresh air. I'm just telling you, I don't really know what's happening right here. So then he announced that he had to go to Chicago because he had a death in the family. Uh-huh. I asked, could I go with him? And he said, it's a quick trip. He'll be right back. Uh-huh. It was November. It's November. And I have not seen him since late September. Well,
what?
Now, let's be honest now.
Yeah.
Black people do have some long-ass funerals.
Not that long. 30
days.
Oh,
no,
I don't. And then he said, you'd call him and he wouldn't answer. Then he'd text you excuses like he had another funeral to go to. See, now, four black funerals is about 4 weeks. So that could be it, too.
Do the math.
He stopped talking to me altogether, and he's vanished. I just want to know why he has gone missing. I pray that he's okay. Quit praying for this man.
He's fine.
He's just fine. Should I go? He gave me an address to a relative in Chicago. Should I go check on him, or should I divorce him and put all this stuff out of my house? Listen to me, lady. You don't really know this man. You just met him in July. This man got another family. Mm-hmm. He got another whole situation going on. He doing the same thing with somebody up in Chicago, too. Listen to me. He don't know you, and you don't know him. You ain't so in love with this man because you can't live without him because you ain't had long enough to live with him. Uh-oh. See, you find out if you can live without a person after you done found out time how it is living with him. But if you ain't live with him long enough to figure out that you can't live without him, pack all that stuff up. Get yourself an annulment. Get your marriage annulled. Go down to the court and get it annulled. Get you an annulment. You ain't even got to get a divorce. You can get this annulled. See, that's all you got to do. Go on about your business. Put all that stuff out your house.
Yeah.
Quit looking for him.
Snap out of
and
it.
And don't make no more damn decisions while your ass is sick.
All right, your phone call's coming up. Thank you, Steve. 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.